Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. I say that with a smile in my voice because we're here to spend an hour talking about farm, food, and family. You can get some of the brief excerpts, the information that I pass along on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, heard on many of these same stations Monday through Friday, as a feature on farm, food, and family. But here, we are concentrating on several different things, including some of the important news of the week that affects family farmers. And I start out with a focus on the Kroger planned $25 billion buying out of Albertsons. I've talked about this before here and in other places. The chairman of the Federal Trade Commission says that this may not be a good idea. A lot of consumer groups are arguing the deal would raise prices in many parts of the United States. I'm more interested in how it's going to affect the food system and how it affects farmers who are providing food for the Kroger chain, the Albertsons chain. Kroger said in a statement that it didn't expect the deal to lead to any store closures, which would hurt workers. Well, you know, what it does is provide these people with an opportunity to beat up more on farmers. That's really what this does. Combining Kroger and Albertsons creates a mega grocery buyer with buying power to squeeze the farmers. So the shrinking farmers' dollar, the food dollar, gets less and less. And there's a lot of skepticism from lawmakers, too, who have expressed concern that the food prices, which are already pretty high, will get higher. Yep, they will. And it'll go to their bottom line, not to the farmer's bottom line. And it certainly is not going to help those people who are who now have problems. Listen, there's a lot of stuff around. 75% of the people who work for Kroger's now have trouble. They aren't making enough to buy groceries in their own store. The chief executive of Kroger argued that even after the deal, his company remains smaller than Walmart. You know what? So what? Well, we need more Walmarts? Is that what you're suggesting? What a stupid response. So if you're a farmer, you're against this, I'm guessing. Meanwhile, let's see what's happening in other problematic areas. In Kalamazoo, Michigan, a Christmas tree farm, which also makes hard ciders, being shut down because of a zoning issue. This is kind of strange because this farm's been here for a long time. The Soil Friends Hard Cider Company has about 85% of its inventory of Christmas trees yet to sell. The owner last weekend said he's going to be forced to cease all business operations at his farm, which is in Galesburg, in Kalamazoo County. I'm not getting any local leadership. I'm not getting any help. All I'm getting is destroyed. He operates this farm with his wife and his family. Township has been unwilling to work with him as he's tried to add agritourism offerings at the farm. That's what most of us are doing if we're in a suburban or an area where there's lots of population. Can't do it when you're in the middle of nowhere. But there are a lot of people who are running the farms in order to survive. They have parties, they have weddings, that sort of thing. I do on my farm. This bunch in this town says, you can't, you have to cease all operations. So what are these people thinking? What are they, this is a major commercial farm that's been in business for a long time. This fellow took another farm over. He's a younger guy, but he's got new farming ideas, and the old bucks in the county don't want the new farm ideas. He was approved to sell wine by the township a couple of years ago. He's had a food establishment license for quite a long time, but apparently they've changed the zoning, and this wasn't grandfathered in his place. So he's got a problem. And this is something, I tell you the story, because I want you to look out for these things in your community. Don't let the community pass rules and regulations that will negatively affect your operation. Here's a farm in Comstock County that is being shut down over permit and zoning violations, another one of them. Family farm run by Benjamin Martin. They sell fresh produce and Christmas trees. It seems that this time of year, the Christmas tree thing gets under the skin of some of these folks in these local communities. And so I wonder what it is about selling Christmas trees. Hello, it's Christmas. This is in the same area, actually, of Michigan's Kalamazoo County, where there's other. So there's got to be something going on there with those people. That's I can tell you. I wouldn't want to be a farmer in Kalamazoo County. And here's something. This is better news because it's about a farm that's being built. This is Brooks County, Texas, near San Antonio. Lots and lots of people are moving into that area. A multi-million-dollar indoor organic farm is going to be growing all sorts of things, solely organic, spending $50 million to build an indoor structure and a packing facility for the things that it grows. This is kind of like what Driscoll does in growing fruits. This is a veggie thing that's the same. I see a lot of people growing lettuce this way, spinach, that sort of thing, some of the sprouts. A lot of people, these are higher-end jobs, apparently, they're working just on a regular farm. 100 jobs in the area, 5 million pounds of produce every year being shipped around to regional and national grocers. So I guess that's the good news. So we got two negative things going on and one positive thing in terms of farm, family, and growth. We're going to spend a good deal of time on our program this week with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a fellow that's heard on the Good Day program, also Good Day Health. He's a chiropractor in Salt Lake City, also distributes standard product supplements that are all made on the farm. I want to talk about the farm and growing things, what goes into the supplements, and if you have a garden or you're growing commercially, what can we learn from what they're doing at the standard process farm? That's coming up in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with a word about a program called Countdown to Christmas. Right. Countdown to Christmas. We're all doing that, as are the folks at Calitrin, the company that has produced this weight loss formula that's done so well for 25 years. And so I'm happy to have this program sponsored in part by Calitrin. It's the natural way, the healthy way, your choice. Help yourself to weight safety. Okay, that's what this is about, and now is a great time to get started before all the Christmas parties and Christmas and New Year's and even Valentine's Day when we eat. And the older we get, I was talking about this on the Good Day program this week, it's harder to lose that weight, man. It sure is. So you want to help yourself to health, go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. And there are any number of testimonials that are verified by an independent company, so it's not just the folks at Calitrin say, hey, look, this is what this guy wrote, and they make them up. No, these are all certified to be right, true, honest, and factual. So check out some of those if you haven't really made up your mind yet. I think this will help get you over the hoop, if you will, over the hump. Calitrin, lose the weight, start now, so you don't gain a lot of weight during the season. Go to toploss.com, use the Doug code when you check out, and you get the Countdown to Christmas special. Buy three, it's basically two for the price of one. That's the deal, plus free shipping with Doug at toploss.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. Ugh. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now, I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget, too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up!
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
American Family Farmer this week. It's unusual that I sort of cross-pollinate here, but Jack Stockwell and I have been together on the radio doing lots of great things with medical information for a long time. His clinic is in Salt Lake City, Utah. We have a station there that carries this program and carries other programs that I produce, and actually has a program that Jack is on locally. The idea that someone from his background, not only is he a NUCA certified chiropractor that specializes in the upper neck and the shoulder area of your body to make sure that everything is functioning well, but he and his wife in their clinic in Salt Lake also are GAPS practitioners, which is basically the study of the perfection of understanding that your stomach, your gut, if you will, is the root of all good and the root of all evil. And so if you have a healthy gut, you're in great shape, and it depends on what you eat and how you take care of your stomach. And so that's our focus with Jack this week on the program. Things that are important to know about supplementation. And because Standard Process is basically a farm, they grow on, what is it, 400 or 500 acres, Jack?
I think it's up to about 600.
600 acres. Yep.
Yeah, and it's organic. It's an organic farm.
All right. So this is a way of pointing out a couple of different things. My desire to have Jack on is rooted in what he knows. He's very, very smart and knows a lot of stuff. And these the process that Standard Process goes through to create the supplements is unique and unlike anything else, because most of the supplements that you see in the supermarket or wherever it is, because Standard Process is not available in supermarkets, so they're all synthetic. And there's a big, big, big difference. Jack is going to explain the difference between synthetics and the sort of regenerative stuff that comes from Standard Process. But again, those of you who are selling local produce, listen to the things that are being grown on the Standard Process farm to create the... They actually have hundreds of supplements, don't they, Jack? How many do they actually have on the list of...
It's about 150.
150. Okay, so 150 different supplements that are all 100% grown. They are not. There's nothing unnatural. It's all natural. And you hear that theme from me when it comes to the farm show or my other shows. I don't like to do advertisements for, and I won't personally endorse stuff that isn't all natural. Oftentimes, I'm now being asked to do gluten-free products because that's one of the things that I identify with, because I have a problem with gluten. And that's one of the things you will never find in any of the Standard Process items. So we'll get to the root, if you'll pardon the pun, of all of this as we focus on farm, food, and family on the American Family Farmer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Back here on this week's American Family Farmer program, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He does a program. He appears on the Good Day program every week, and he also has the Good Day Health Show that is independent here on a lot of these stations over the weekend. He talks a lot about supplements. He's got his own supplement line having to do with enzymes and what they do for your body. But to get to the heart of this business about all natural and organic and that sort of thing, how do they process? Let's look generically and generally speaking, Jack, at how the food is grown on this farm. And I think it's in Illinois, isn't it? Isn't the farm in?
No, it's in southern Wisconsin.
Southern Wisconsin, okay.
Elmira, Wisconsin.
Yeah. All right, so the formulas that are used, who came up with this idea, first of all, to use vegetables in supplements?
Mother Nature.
Okay.
Not trying to be funny here.
No, okay.
In 1929, Dr. Royal Lee, 1929, and it's the oldest supplement company in America, formulated a product called Catalin that came 100% from food. His mother was extremely ill, and nobody could help her. And so he started doing a lot of research. Remember, and he was a dentist, never practiced, because he was involved with so much research. In fact, he even had a hand in the success of D-Day in 1944, something he had invented. But besides that, nobody was able to help his mother. And again, the dentists of the day were the nutritionists because they understood the condition of the teeth and the gums was just an outward expression of what was going on deep inside the body. And nutritionists knew quite a bit back then. So he put together a formula that he thought could help his mother. High vitamin, high mineral content, mm-hmm. high vitamins that came from food, not from a laboratory. And it helped her to regain her health. People wanted the same stuff that he had been given his mother. And so that ended up becoming the beginning of standard process. And it's based on the idea that a lot of supplement makers want us to believe that our bodies cannot tell the difference between something that's a synthetic chemical version and the nutrients that are in real food. And they insist that there's this single chemical structure for a nutrient that they've labeled as a nutrient, and they put it in the labels with their chemical names on the side of the bottles when they just came from a laboratory. And a lot of these things, especially modern-day vitamin B, just comes from coal tar derivatives. So the researchers will isolate one little part, you know, like they're looking at broccoli, and they discovered here a number of years ago sulforaphane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that must be what makes broccoli so healthy and so good for us. And so they go into the laboratory and spend several million dollars trying to figure out how to fake sulforaphane, which, of course, you can't do it to the elegance that Mother Nature ever did. And you end up having high doses of nutritional parts that differ very much from the nutritional complex that's in the food itself. And so you end up with actually what's referred to as nutritional pharmacotherapy. You end up with nutritional drugs. And the idea is that, like for example, a patient will come to me and I put them on a food-based vitamin B, and they'll say to me, well, I don't get the buzz that I was getting from the vitamin B in the health food store.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, food isn't supposed to give you a buzz.
Uh-uh.
And the reason you got a buzz from that niacin, that vitamin B3, is because you had a super high dose of an artificial chemical that's actually having a drug-like effect on your body.
Right.
But when you take it from food, you get the natural overtime benefit of regenerating tissues in the body, especially the nervous system, that the synthetic stuff simply can't do but give you a buzz.
All right. So vitamin B is mostly what product? What's grown? What?
It's coming from a liver extract plus some grains, the germ of grain.
Got it. Okay. We continue. Listen carefully to Jack's words. They'll be very helpful to you as you're thinking about what's going on your farm and what you're growing and how you're helping people. It's coming up to the bottom of the hour here on Good Day Health. Kaiser from the Center for Native Grassland Management. We're discussing native grasses. I don't think I've ever thought about it this way, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. I wonder whether the average person who's growing, who's doing either beef or dairy, who needs grasses, whether they have even thought about the things that come to the, that are native to their area versus what they can buy from the seed companies that, again, are controlled by, for the most part, 80% of the seeds that we buy, no matter what they're used for, come from these four huge agribusinesses, including ChemChina. Why anybody would want to buy anything from those people remains a mystery to me. But I guess when we talk about switchgrass, I'm thinking about what I have. A lot of the hay fields, I've got 480 acres or so that I do in hay every year, and the things that we're going to plant in the 37 acres I got to plant in the next week or so. I was thinking about the best.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Donald Trump should be immune from civil lawsuits over last year's seizure of the USA Capitol by his supporters, a lawyer for the former president told the Federal Appeals Court on Wednesday. Trump attorney Jesse Binal told the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit that Trump is immune from the lawsuits because he was acting as president in his impassioned remarks to supporters, using the bully pulpit to comment on outside events. The family of an African refugee who was shot and killed during a traffic stop in Grand Rapids, Michigan, has filed a civil lawsuit seeking $100 million in damages against the city and the former police officer charged with murdering him. The suit was filed on Wednesday in the U.S. District Court in Western Michigan. According to the complaint, on behalf of the family of Patrick Lioa, a 26-year-old father and immigrant from the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I ain't no closing time. I ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the floor.
Back here in the second half hour of Good Day Health this weekend, an unusual find for many of you. You may not have heard of Dr. Jack unless you've listened to my radio programs over the years. Jack's been associated with me for 15, 16 years. He has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and his wife are GAPS practitioners, and they are suppliers, one of the biggest in the country, of standard process vitamins, minerals, supplements, that sort of thing, that all come from a farm in Wisconsin. So we're talking about what it is that you might grow. Now, as far as, you know, things like vitamin B, I'm a little bit off in my overview of you because I've said that it's all from vegetables grown on the farm. But the things we were just talking about, vitamin B and liver and stuff, many of the supplements come from animals that are grown as well.
Animal
right?
extracts.
Yeah, right.
Well, Mother Nature gave us these animals that the organs of these animals, if they're mammals, of course, their organs work just like our organs work for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the nutrient density of food is found. In 4 ounces of liver, whether you want to eat liver or you're a vegetarian, it doesn't matter. In 4 ounces of liver, there's as much nutrition as there is in 400 pounds of a salad.
Good God.
That's how nutrient dense these foods are. So they take certain extracts from certain kinds of foods, whether it's from an animal extract, from an animal, from the heart, from the liver, from the nervous system, from the kidney, whatever else that triggers support for the growth of that kind of organ inside of you. We knew 100 years ago, if you're having heart problems, eat heart. If you're having kidney problems, eat kidney. If you're having liver problems, eat liver. Because in these foods is what are known as the local factors that trigger the growth of healthy tissue in your body of that same tissue type. So, but they're done in a concentrated form, along with things like wheat germ and things with some calcium lactate that's in there as well, and pea vine juice, and extracts from carrot, and extracts from sweet potato, and extracts from some other vegetables that simply are very high in nutrients as opposed to some other. There's a lot of vegetables you will not find present in standard processed products because they're just more filler than anything else. Lettuces, celery, things like this, that's not going to show up. What's going to show up is the very colorful kinds of stuff that Mother Nature painted with all these beautiful colors to attract our brain to get us to eat these things, especially the oranges and the purples and the greens and the reds. You'll find a lot of this present in there as well.
I'm just thinking about all that. I take about 30 standard processed supplements a day, various sizes, shapes, forms for various things that are either going on or I want to prevent from going on. There's something, I'm just going to pick something out of the air. The turmeric that you have, that standard process has, that's something a lot of people associate that with Indian food, curcumin, that sort of thing. It's a yellow capsule.
Curry.
It's curry. And so how do you grow that? Is that something
Now that's actually brought in from India.
Okay. Yeah, well, it makes sense because that's what they grow.
Yeah, some of the products, especially that, now that's an herb.
Mm-hmm.
And so herbal products are all, they're brought in from various parts around the world where they are grown in what are known as heavily mineralized soils.
Mm-hmm.
You can get turmeric from a lot of different places around the planet. Standard process goes to MediHerb, which is out of Australia. And MediHerb is recognized in Australia as the example of a herbal based company that they recommend to others. Just as standard process is, their farms are recognized by the United States Department of Agriculture as the farm to go to if you want to know how to make money with an organic farm. And they've been organic for decades.
Well, one of the things that speaks to the farmers that are listening is what's in the soil. And if you're using, and I get accused of this all the time because you and I are on the same page here, of attacking Monsanto, the things that they, the glyphosates and other poisons that they put into their products to kill weeds and to keep you from having, you know, they, you have to buy all your seeds from them. The soil that stuff, if you use it for a long time, it kills the soil. And so I guess, how do we enhance the mineral from the perspective of standard process on their farm? How do they enhance, it's a good lesson for farmers who want to pursue this sort of growing, how do they keep their soils mineralized?
Well, number one, this is the Kettle Moraine area of Wisconsin. This was the limit of the Ice Age and the tremendous power of glacial pressure and weight to grind up the rocks underneath the glaciers.
Mm-hmm.
Once the glaciers retreated, you had, as again the USDA has recognized, these soils in Minnesota and in Wisconsin and Michigan are the most heavily mineralized soils in North America in the sense of the wide distribution of minerals. And these things go many, many feet deep. And in some of the products, they use a taproot, like taproot for alfalfa can be as much as 25 feet deep.
Yep.
Now, with that having been said, they rotate the ground. They will put in a winter crop and leave it alone for another year before they till it over and plant something new. And then they use manure, and they use the compost of the byproducts of what's left after they process vegetables to get the important things out of them. So everything is natural, organic, and turned over on a regular basis. But they're really big on resting the crop ground, resting the soil itself, instead of growing something every single year, year after year after year.
Okay, so I'm going to let you in on something that I read over the weekend in one of the farm trades about the soils. There was a warning in one of the farm blogs that I read. This is something that's right out of the playbook. Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, all the big chemical companies who want you to buy their fertilizer, they're starting a rumor that manure is bad for the fields because of the bacteria that's in the manure. And the fact that it doesn't necessarily all go into the soil, it could become airborne, you could get it, you could be sick, you know. Exactly. So your chuckling makes me want to chuckle, but that's what you're, this is what you're up against. So you want to respond to that for a moment?
Yeah, our lives are based on bacteria. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are full of bacteria. You were talking about it in the earlier part of the show with the microbiome, the gut, the health of the gut that makes us healthy. Health begins in the gut. Health ends in the gut. And all of the bacteria and the viruses and the fungi and the parasites that live inside of us, the good parasites, the good fungi, the good viruses, the good bacteria, keep at bay the bad stuff. And where does this stuff come from? It comes from our food. And where did the food come from? It comes from the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And what has made it possible for mankind to survive for thousands of generations on this planet without Dow, without Monsanto, without pre-till, without post-till, I mean, without all of the modern farming mechanisms that they have today that create foods coming out of commercial grounds that are absolutely lacking in nutrition? They look great because they put the phosphorus and the potassium and the nitrogen in the soil to make a...
Yeah.
To make things green, to make things red, to make things yellow, but they're empty of nutrition.
Yeah. So that's what's important to keep in mind as you're growing things that you can sell that will complement or come. The ideas that we're spurning here are they were used, and the ideas have come from farmers to create supplements. And so why not do some of this stuff, grow the right stuff on your farm? Pausing for a moment, then we continue Dr. Jack Stockwell with this for a few more minutes. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Christmas time is coming. Ladies, listen to this. This is something to tell the man in your life, okay? Tell him that you heard me talking about a soft, silky, naturally nude pajama available right now only at Pajamagram. These are sensuous, smooth. These nude pajamas feel just like your soft skin. So tell the guy in your life, you want this, it's better than lingerie. Maybe he's used to lingerie. Nope. This is much better because it leaves nothing to the imagination. All right? What's wrong with that? And she's going to love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. So order it today at Pajamagram. They'll include a free matching naturally nude nightie, too. $75 savings on their best-selling holiday gifts. Order today, save $75. Pajamagram does all the wrapping, too. That's free gift packaging. So help yourself to something that's really cool and will be really fun. Last year, they sold out before Christmas, so get at it. Here's what you do. You go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there. I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog, rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon life.
loving dog excitement this holiday.
It's Megan!
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
With Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen on our focus on farm and food and mineralized soils and supplements and stuff. We're talking to Jack about the standard process line of supplementation, which all derive from the farm, the animals, and the vegetables that are there. And so there are a couple of other things. I think of the basics, like vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E. All of these things are important. There's calcium. I'm just thinking of some of the things that I take every day at your behest. You're the one who's given me most of the ideas on what to take and the things that are good for your heart. All of that stuff, the cardio thing. And just there's so many different things there. As you say, there's 150 different products. So what are the most important? If you had to pick out two or three in the next 2 minutes, What would you say are great, and are they attached to the soils and the farms that we're talking about here?
If there was only one product of all standard process, I would get something called ProtoFood, P-R-O-T-O-F-O-O-D.
Mm-hmm.
ProtoFood has all of the essential amino acids present. Amino acids are so vital to human health, and the essential ones are the ones that must come in our diet. Our body won't make them. Most of the amino acids that our body requires, our body will make. It's made in the liver, they're made inside cells, but some it will not make, and there's 9 of them, and they must be present in the diet in order for the downstream effect of all the other amino acid manufacturing to occur. And then, you know, and then something called Catalin. That's the original product that I started talking about at the beginning of the show. C-A-T-L-L-Y-N. It has all the vitamins and all the minerals and all the enzymes and coenzymes and other nutritional factors. And I mean all when I say all, that are required for human health. Every time something new shows up from some laboratory report, they go back into, and using chromatography, look at their original process and find out, oh my gosh, that's sitting here inside of our Catalin. If you go to jackstockwell.com or forbiddendoctor.com, you can get an awful lot more information about what Doug and I have been discussing.
All right, so it's jackstockwell.com. That's the Nooka chiropractic end of his servicing. And then forbiddendoctor.com, where all a lot of this fabulous information is contained, including the story of the enzymes he's created, all natural enzymes that are there. So there's much to be learned, and it's great for the farm. It's great for regenerative agriculture. It's just great for everybody to have this information. So food for thought, pardon the pun, as to your planning for next year. Maybe you grow some of these things that we've talked about here to help enhance the beneficial connections. Explain to the people that are coming to your farm what the benefits are of a lot of the stuff that you're growing. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer. Yes, it's opine time. Many of you want to know what I'm thinking about what's going on in agriculture. Maybe it enhances your own view on some things, some of the issues of the day that affect farming. You can hear all of these programs, by the way. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We have podcasts, updates, downloads, that sort of thing, after the shows have aired over the weekends, kind of like we go to the movies with the big films, and then they put them on Netflix after that. Well, you can get the download at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Listening to Jack talking about what you can do with your farm, the term regenerative agriculture has been used a lot. I think earlier this year on this program, we had 3 or 4 weeks that were devoted to various aspects of what now is being called regenerative agriculture. It's not something new. It's been around for a long time. It's just been called different things. This is the hip way to refer it to those of you, those of us, who are understanding what's in the soil, what the soil needs. Again, going back to what Jack was saying, the minerals that are in the soil, and this nonsense that is now being spread around, pardon the pun, about manure being bad for you because of the things that are spread around. That is just a crock of what comes out of the back end of my cows and yours as well. There's a farm down in South Carolina called Vital Mission Farm. They have started a pretty creative regenerative program. And their website, by the way, is regenerativesuccess.com. Pretty ambitious goals. They started out in 2017. The fellow who started it, his name is Jeff Sawicki, was working at another job, but he always wanted to get on the farm. And he knew that he wouldn't make a lot of money, but he figured out he made $30,000 the first year. And then he started studying regenerative farming, which is just basically enhancing the tools that nature gives you and not using the chemicals that nature hasn't given you to make the farm, instead of $30,000 profit the first year, he now is making $30,000-$40,000 an acre with his regenerative farming methods. And it's because he knows how to sell this, frankly. Part of the success that farmers are having today is because they know how to use social media. They know how to sell. They know how to advertise. They know how to get to their potential clients, the people that will be supporters of their farm. So anyway, last year this guy made $350,000, which is a far cry from where he started. And basically, he doesn't have to work off the farm anymore. He's on the farm all the time. He believed that he's using, he's raising vegetables on the farm, grains to feed his pigs, mushrooms that are popular, poultry as well. It's sort of, he doesn't have any beef. But it sort of reminds me of a conversation I had the other night. We had our annual dinner for the Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation, our association, and I met a family that has a farm on the western part of the state. They raise beef, pork, and poultry. That's what they do on their farm, and they raise all of the food. There's similarity to what they all eat, so they raise that on their farm as well. And they were talking about how this has become a big deal. People want to come and have one-stop shopping for the protein in their diets, i.e. beef and pork and poultry. So that's what they've done. They've done the regenerative thing. They've diversified somewhat. They graze some things, but for the most part, it's a feedlot operation. And they feed the fowl a lot of fruit and nuts, which I find interesting, which they're growing on their own, out in the pastures, as a matter of fact. Cows don't eat them, but the poultry love that sort of thing, and the pigs will eat anything, so we all know how that shakes out. But raising pasture poultry is part of regenerative agriculture. I'm trying to figure out how to do it. I have free-range chickens, but this year with the whole business of avian flu, it was hard to raise the chickens and to have them out in the pasture. The same with the ducks. Ducks you couldn't do that with either. But anyway, yes, thank you. The ducks, the chickens, all that stuff, they're late to the party when it comes to regenerative agriculture. But if you can get them out of the pasture to help regenerate the pasture, it'll just be wonderful for the soils. That I have found. So anyway, ideas continue to abound when it comes to regenerative agriculture. Ideas for you to make your farm successful. Hopefully you found more ideas this week on our program. Join us every week at this time on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.